Good morning. Here's a look at your weather. A fast-moving low-pressure system is currently moving out of the region, leading to clearing skies spreading from west to east across Utah in its wake. Although this morning's low temperatures haven't changed much from yesterday's lows, today's high temperatures will be a few to 10 degrees cooler as a result from the cold air drawn down from the exiting storm. Additionally, sunny to mostly sunny skies, dry conditions, and fair weather will prevail across most areas today. As these clear skies and colder temperatures occur late this evening through Thursday morning, valley temperature inversions will once again reform throughout the state. This week's pattern of relatively dry low-pressure disturbances will continue as the next burst approaches Utah from the northwest Thursday morning, causing mid- and high-level clouds to increase over most areas throughout the afternoon and evening, except for southwest Utah and the Dixie area. Unfortunately, this consistent pattern of northwesterly winds will maintain those pesky valley inversions, which will likely remain in place over our region until Saturday morning. High temperatures today will range in the upper 20s and near 30 degrees in Cache Valley, the Wasatch Mountain Valleys, and the Uinta Basin, near 30 to the mid-30s along the Wasatch Front, the Tooele Valley, Castle Country, and west central Utah, in the mid to upper 30s in the Sam Pete and Sevier Valleys in southwest Utah, near 40 to the mid-40s in the San Rafael Swell in the Moab area, and in the mid-50s in St. George. I'm meteorologist John Meyer with the Utah Climate Center.